I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
You're so cute, Jason.
I would agree.
I wonder how many of those I can get in my mouth at once. It's getting a little exciting in here, and it's not these wasabi nuts.
Yeah! The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one.
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Okay. So I just saw this robot video you guys were talking about.
Yeah, someone's claiming fake news.
Well...
What?
So someone said it was fake news.
It's the King of Bahrain, and the Barstool tweeted it, and it says, the bodyguard of the King of Bahrain is a robot that has 360 cameras and pistols built inside of it.
It's enormous.
It and there's like a Cletus video from Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Right.
But with weapons.
With cameras and weapons.
Yeah.
But it also looks like we're at some sort of technology show here.
Yeah.
Looking at the video. So I don't know what to make of it. But he is wearing a shirt, which I think is great. No pants, but a shirt.
Is he hanging...
The robot.
Is he hanging robot dong, or what are we...
No, he's like Ken. Put it that way. I looked.
Well, can't we just assume that the robot bodyguard, if this isn't real, is coming eventually, right? I mean, have you seen some of like those Boston Dynamic robots? Those things are terrifying.
When they say fake news, what do they mean? Is it not a robot? Is someone in the suit? Is it just a test? Is it completely fabricated in the video? Like, what are we saying is fake about this?
You can't
just claim fake news and then not explain it.
My guess is that it's
I think you can, Mike.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
That does happen all the time. You just say that it's not real, and then when someone asks you to follow up, you just say, read the books and pamphlets. I will say that when you look at it, it does seem a bit...
it's a little intense.
Well, it seems a little hokey, right? Just the way it's
moving. It's a little much, yeah.
It does. It looks like maybe there's just a guy in a suit because,
it's
again...
It's a little Sean McVay.
Yeah, like when I see the... again, I think it's Boston Dynamics. I think they're out of BU. They build those robots that are running around and they're like... They look like dogs, and they can open doors, or they can jump
on things.
They can jump. That's some of the most advanced robots we have. This thing looks like something you would see in the Avengers.
By the way, here is what. Okay, so Mike, to your point, the fake news. Like, what does that mean? Well, this has been fact checked, and that is not what the video is.
Okay.
News Mobile fact checked it. Because this was a social media, but this was making the rounds on social media. And they analyzed the video, and they noticed, because I said it looks like it's at a consumer electronics show or
convention
something.
Of some kind.
Yeah, on the carpet is written ETIMAD.
Ah, yes.
Eddie Mad.
Whatever the hell that means.
Well, they ran a search on YouTube and found that that same video was uploaded on YouTube February of 2019. And
so just last year.
The title read, 8-foot Titan robot greets visitors at UAE, United Arab Emirates, defense show IDEX in Abu Dhabi. In other words, that's exactly what it is. It's a...
So it is a robot, though.
Well, yeah, but it's a consumer electronics show. That's not the King of Bahrain. It's a consumer electronics type of show.
Okay.
That is not the King of Bahrain. It's just a... It's an invention. But so it could be protecting the King of Bahrain.
Okay.
Eventually.
So it's fake news that it's protecting the King of Bahrain,
yes.
But it's a real giant robot with cameras and guns?
That's right. It says... I don't know about the gun part. It says... They found several other videos of the robot, and there are several of them out there.
I still feel like that's a guy in a robot suit. It doesn't move like a robot. It's like the Bigfoot walk. That doesn't look like a robot. I'm going guy in robot suit. It looks like if I saw that at Comic-Con, I'd be like, yeah, it's about right. It looks like a Comic-Con thing. That doesn't look like a robot.
So you're calling double...
I'm calling double fake news.
That is double fake news.
That it's not a bodyguard for the King of Bahrain, and it's not an actual robot.
That much we know. But you're right. It does. It moves. Yeah, it moves.
It looks like a human.
Human-like. And then there is also on its chest, because the thing's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
But on its chest, there is what looks like a little window for maybe if there was someone in there, they could see out of
it. Yeah, like the body of it's this hulking thing, and then the head, the head just looks like it's just been placed on top. I'm not buying it. I'm calling fake news. I do enjoy that it's wearing a camouflage shirt, though.
I know. I think that's great.
Just in case it needs to blend in, like you're in the middle of like some sort of battle, and then you're like, "What's? It's not a giant 12-foot robot. No, it's wearing a shirt that can't possibly hurt us."
That said, the point is duly noted about these robots and this technology and what's coming.
Oh,
I mean, it's scary.
Sure. Like you just eventually, right? We're gonna all be replaced by Skynet. I mean, I've seen Terminator. I know.
Oh, here's a video of him dancing.
Yeah, so it's not real.
Well, I don't know, but the thing dances. It also talks. Like, it's holding court.
Again.
All these people are...
Go look at those Boston Dynamic robots, and, like, it's cool when they can, like, navigate, like, a small obstacle course and open a door, and yet this thing's running around and dancing? Nah, I'm not buying it.
Cuts a little rug there.
has he got some rhythm?
A little bit.
So it's definitely a person in the suit then?
Yeah.
It's really, you can't tell, but it does, it moves like a person, yes.
Well, wouldn't that be the point of the robot moving like, all right. Yeah, you're probably.
Again,
right.
We don't
I'm
know.
I'm disappointed.
Don't know.
I wanted it to be real.
Mike desperately wanted a death bot.
Are you, I mean, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
It's terrifying, but it's awesome.
Have you seen RoboCop? You know what happens.
Well, yeah, but look, are movies. This is the real life here.
Someone goes rogue, someone hacks into it, and then all of a sudden you're in the middle of some sort of electronic show, and it opens fire on everybody.
Well, you know...
Oops, sorry, misfire.
Look, let's just listen to our friend Vanessa Hudgens and...
Yeah, people are gonna die.
But look, I mean, it's a cool thing.
Look, every movie that I've seen, and the movies will not steer me wrong, technology clearly eventually turns on us, and we're all hooped.
Have you seen those dog robot things?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The Boston Dynamics are the ones that
build
those.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, they don't have a head.
Well, they do standing ones, too. There.
Yeah, they do standing ones, but the dog ones are creepy because there's, like, multiple, and they work in teams, and it's like a pack of headless robot dogs, and I just, like, can imagine, like, you running from those things, and they're hunting you down. That's all I think about is the robot masses turning on us, and then we're all hooped.
Elon Musk is a year away from creating the $6 million man. Did you read that?
No. Does he make that little noise when he moves in slow motion?
He says he's going to do it through implanted chips.
That's terrifying.
In human brains.
I don't know. I know Elon Musk is a smart guy, but I'm going to go ahead and say no to this. He's
Wait, creating... you're turning it down?
Well...
What are you saying no to? You're calling fake news again?
I'm calling fake news again.
You don't believe anything anymore.
This is
anymore.
The same dude that said he was going to build the hyper tunnel and you'd be able to go from New York to Los Angeles in 32 minutes.
He's working on those.
So he's just going to... again, no ethic violations here whatsoever. He's just implanting chips, and then you're all of a sudden going to be able to jump buildings and bend steel.
Well, let's read together, shall we?
Please, let's go on this journey together.
Space billionaire Elon Musk says he is just 1 year away from creating the $6 million man.
Does he wear a tracksuit as well? Because that's also a key to being the $6 million man.
The eccentric tech tycoon said implanting chips into the human brain will allow paralyzed people to walk again. His new device will help improve vision, strength, and a host of other injuries connected to the brain. He said the device would be implanted in your skull, electrode threads would be inserted carefully into the brain, and you wouldn't know that somebody has it. It can interface anywhere in the brain. In principle, it can fix almost anything that is wrong with the brain, and it can restore limb functionality. People can walk around and be normal, maybe slightly better, like the $6 million man through these days. Though these days, that would be cheap. The $6 million man was a hit 1970s TV series.
I know.
Starring Lee Majors.
The great Lee Majors. And if you want to see the ultimate in the $6 million man, please go, and I'm sure it's on YouTube, but just look up $6 million man versus Bigfoot. Because I asked you not, I think I've seen probably 80% of the $6 million man episodes. I love that, and the Bionic Woman. But Lee Majors does indeed fight Bigfoot. And that is a very real thing. In slow motion, by the way. And it's amazing.
So Lee Majors, that show, he had bionic implants.
Yes.
Right?
We can rebuild him.
Right.
Yeah, he was basically half robot, half man. Same thing with the Bionic Woman. And whenever they would do anything, they would put it in slow motion. And then they would make this sound. Wah, 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 wah. And that's whenever he was doing anything bionic.
So the device we are working on, this is Musk. The device we are working on right now is about an inch in diameter. It has a battery and a Bluetooth and a charger, and the electrodes are inserted into the brain by robot. It can help with a range of brain injuries from epilepsy to stroke and muscle control and memory and eyesight. The device is a substitute for circuits that are broken. There's still a lot of work to do. When I say we've got a shot at putting this into a person in a year, I mean exactly that, hopefully restoring some functionality that they have lost. He believes creating a link between computers and the brain is essential for human survival.
But can it fight Bigfoot? That's my question. And can it wear tracksuits and have great sideburns like Lee Majors?
Look, I like Sick that you're all against the giant robot bodyguard, but this you're all for. Technology that you're scared of, you're going to inject it into your brain and just be fine.
In all honesty, if you could do something to cure spinal cord injuries or whatever, I mean, they do that with like epilepsy already. They put little electrodes in your brain and it shocks it. And so, I mean, I get that some of this stuff and like with mechanical limbs, I don't know about in a year, but I mean, clearly this stuff is coming where you're going to have that. But the idea of a $6 million man, like a bionic man, no, I don't buy that. And if you can, are we going to have to,
at some point, they probably will.
Is that going to be like the next Olympic scandal? Instead of doing steroids, you just end up with implants. You end up with cool robot legs.
Well, Blade Runner already did that.
That is true. But he's not faster than like able-bodied.
Also a murderer.
That is true. I think he's out of prison, though. I think he only had to do like a year or two in prison. They let him out after that.
Ah, South Africa.
I know.
All right, coming up next, we have Pig News on The Fan.
Plus, here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, we've got a theme here. We had Elon Musk implanting chips into people's brains and restoring functionality. We've had the robot in wherever that was, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
And now we have researchers at the Yale School of Medicine.
Yes. Who apparently have brought pigs back to life. Zombie pigs.
They have.
This is cool, but also terrifying.
Well, again, same theme.
Sure. So
it's the same idea.
Same idea. So they took some pigs that were killed at a U.S. agricultural slaughterhouse and remove the brains, actually, from the skull. It was just the brains.
And they had just died.
They had just hours. They had been dead for hours. So it doesn't say how many, but I don't know. We'll assume more than an hour, because it said hours. Remove the brains from the skull. took him in, and I guess they put it up to a thing called BrainX. I guess it's some sort of machine, and it pumped an experimental solution into the brain, which essentially mimics blood flow. Because what could possibly go wrong here? It brought oxygen and nutrients to the tissue, giving brain cells the resources to begin many normal functions.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You asked what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're dead. They're dead pigs.
Zombie.
They're dead.
Zombie pigs, dude. And they said that the cells began consuming and metabolizing sugars. The brain immune system kicked in. Neuron samples could carry an electrical signal. Some brain cells even responded to drugs. The researchers have managed to keep some brains alive for up to 36 hours. They do not know if BrainX can have any sort of sustained longevity. One of the researchers says it is conceivable we are just preventing the inevitable and the brain won't be able to recover. But as a control group, other brains receive either a fake solution or no solution at all. None received any brain activity whatsoever. Researchers are hoping the technology can enhance not only our ability to study brain and its functions to cure diseases, but maybe the idea that you could
revive the brain.
You could revive the brain.
Wow.
That's
big.
Freaking nuts. And so, again, they're saying it's an ethical thing. So in order to prevent some of the ethics questions, that's why they remove the brain from the animal.
Right.
Right? It's completely out. It's just the brain.
We're not ready for a...
Because the idea is that if you did this, you could... They talk about in their paper that the next step, if you... ethically were to choose to do this, you could conceivably take a dead animal or, you know, dead human being, and if you pumped this into them while the brain was still intact, the brain did show the ability to wake up and have tissue start to reverse itself.
Yeah, but
you could conceivably they don't know.
And how long do you know?
Well, they haven't been able to do it past 36 hours, and they have no idea what sort of functions this could do because it's not attached to anything, but it is.
Well, we know the next step.
It's sending electrical impulses. It's sending neurons, which would control functions in the body. Cells are regenerating. That is really cool, but also really, really terrifying.
Well, the next step is leave the brain in the damn pig. Let's see what happens. It's just a pig.
Yeah, zombie pig.
We slaughter them all the time.
Zombie pig, dude.
No, we
zombie
need to see pig. What happens. Imagine a world where dying is not a thing. Imagine that.
Well,
what would that do to it? What would that?
Then this goes into that. Like, what? But if you die as if you're like 80, 90 years old and your body is deteriorating,
yeah.
But
we'll just give you a new one.
But your brain keeps going alive again. Then do you get into? Can you get a new body?
Yeah, why not?
Or do we just keep your old frail ass body alive?
Well, isn't that why Ted Williams stored his head on a tuna can?
he did store his head, but yes, someone did freeze a tuna can to his head on
this
accident.
Is why
his brain and
just in case
Walt Disney's like that too.
Yeah
Walt Disney's head is frozen.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
What if we could take the robot body and then we just put the zombie brain in the cool robot body, and now we've got the
now
you've got RoboCop and we're all gonna die. Honestly, this sort of thing is, while it is cool, there's some
a lot of questions.
Ethical questions behind that.
Well, there are, but you wonder when we're going to break down those walls. Like there are ethical questions for all that because
you are dead.
We're not there yet.
No.
But once we get there, and we're going to get there, when you actually have to answer those questions and you have to decide. Well, I don't know when that will be, but
so I was reading through the study, and again, it's so far above my head. You know, it's like, you know, you're like, whatever. They went into pretty good detail. But some of the stuff is pretty spooky when they went into some detail about the brain function that was they were able to restore. And they said the key was that it was the neurons were able to fire an electrical signal because that would allow, you know, muscle control and organ function and all that. Now, they don't know, you know, as far as personality goes, what part, you know, are those parts of the brains waking up. But conceivably, in theory, you could revive a person where you would have motor function. And then that goes back to, if your personality goes or that part of the frontal lobe is damaged, then what are you bringing back? Are you bringing back a person, or are you just bringing back like a shell that can move around? Hence,
well,
pig zombies.
Can we get their hand to sign something, or?
Well, again, what
is
if
that
you,
dicey?
What if you don't want to be revived?
Well, then you wouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, there's all kinds of ethical questions.
Look, these are questions
that's been brought up.
Yeah, we always say that there are all these ethical questions. We never answer those. What is ultimately going to be the answer to those?
Yeah. Well, they said this right here. The Yale researchers said the $64 million question here is what do they call it? What degree of consciousness are you able to bring back? Right. I think that's the term.
Sure.
That's the term they use.
But what if they? I mean, they're obviously going to build upon this technology.
Yes.
So, you know, 50 years or whenever, and they bring back more and more. It may not be a thing right now. It may just be a vegetable pig.
Sure.
But 50 years from now, the pig's like cutting some rug and like, yeah, this is great. Thought you guys were going to make bacon out of me. This is fantastic. Where's the slop?
Well, I mean, like,
then you go, okay, well, now what?
Well, and that's what they were saying too, is like what happens to the body. So for example, if you were talking about pets, right, your dog dies. But if you can bring the brain back, but if you still have the cancer that the dog died of, then what's the point? Or if if your dog died of old age because you had to put it, you know, the body was rotten. So you the brain problem is one thing, but the body is another, unless you get into the, can you take the brain out and put it into a different...
Right.
into a now, different
would
vessel.
You, would you want that? Would you want your dog's brain? Because the dog's body...
Yeah, it's shot.
Is shot.
Yeah.
But they were able to save your dog's brain. Would you want that in another dog or a robot?
That would be the damnedest thing, right? A little fat crumb running around, but he's in a cool robot body? I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I think it'd be sweet.
I think I would say yes, too.
You got robot Bo Cephas running around?
Oh, Bo.
And one of those Boston Dynamic robots?
Why not?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Boy, the future is going to be a hell of a thing, man. I mean, you're right. They are scratching the surface of this, but... And then you're going to get into the whole religious groups because, you know, they do that with, like, stem cell research.
Yeah.
Where we get the you're playing God and they freak out about it. Wait until the religious groups get a hold of bringing back dead things.
Where's Stephen Hawking when you need him?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh. Well, let's bring him back.
Well, according to this, you may be able to.
Wasn't he the one that was always warning about this? He was always saying...
He may have been the one that said, just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
Yeah. He was like, be really careful.
Yeah.
And he's pretty smart, last I checked.
Yeah. Well, he's also the one that said, we got to get off the planet. Like,
a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
I think that, at this point, is pretty common knowledge. Yeah, like...
But eventually
we're going to need to get out, live elsewhere.
Either we're going to screw it up or something's going to come along and get us all concernicus here. And
Elon thinks that too.
We're going to go boom.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad I'm not smart.
Yeah, the world's made for idiots.
It's great.
You just blindly go about your day.
I'll just try to not three-putt.
That's your whole goal.
All right. Coming up next, animal uprising news. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Journey now at betterutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Hello?
There we go.
Are we on the radio?
I think we are.
Hi, Mom. Isn't that cool that we're on the radio right now?
You're just talking to nobody.
People are listening.
You want to buy a missile silo?
No.
Really? It's only 52 grand.
No. Why would I do that?
When you tell me the price, okay.
So I just saw this today.
What's that like?
I guess up in North Dakota, it's an old Cold War missile silo that we had that had nukes in it at one point. And you get 10 acres, you get 14 missile silos that go like 150 feet down. You get a bunker, you get a command center, and like you get the fenced in property with the barbed wire and everything. And they're just they're selling it off, and it's like open for bid, and 70 people are bidding, but it's only at $52,000, and the seller is saying he needs a little bit more.
Where, you said?
North Dakota.
Okay, how many acres? 10.
Yeah, I think you get 10 acres. Yeah, it was decommissioned in the 1970s, but looking through some of the pictures, it's kind of cool. Like if I had a bunch of money, man, you got let's say 60 grand to get the thing. I think it's kind of cool to own a missile silo. You got a command bunker. I'm sure you could like come up with something cool to do there. You got an entry building, a command center, bunch of launch tubes. couple pieces of, you know, got some barbed wire fence. You could do some cool stuff with a missile silo.
That would be cool.
Oh,
for
49 acres. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, you get 50 acres, but it is in the middle of kind of nowhere in North Dakota.
That would be cool for literally 10 hours.
Just 10 hours and you get
bored?
Well,
yeah. You buy it and you'd be like, oh, this is great.
I got a missile silo.
Yeah, I got all this and I'm looking around and then... Now what do I do?
I don't know. I'm just kind of looking, and granted, it's from the 1970s, but you get like some shells of the old missiles that are still in there. You know, they don't have any of the armament, but you get some missiles to go along with it. You get all the old 70s electronics. Oh, I think it's kind of cool. Hang out in there. I don't know what you would do with it, but again, if you've got a bunch of money, I'm sure you could turn it into something. Think of all the, you know, you were talking about your crawl space. Think about what you could put in 14 missile tubes. And by the way, there is random, like in some of the missile tubes, there's like some garden hoses. There's some old tires. There's some lamps. It literally looks like your crawl space, but in a former nuke tube.
Yeah, it becomes a garage.
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't know who owned it before now, but, you know, I just thought it was kind of cool. It's like when, the Pontiac Silverdome, when that thing was for sale. I think that thing only went for like, what was it, like $800,000-$900,000?
Well, they blew it up, didn't they?
Yeah, I think eventually they tore it down, but it was for sale and no one wanted it. But, you know, it was less than $1 million and you could own the Silverdome. Again, I'm not sure what you do with it, but I think it's kind of cool to say that you own a nuke site. Looks like some of the tubes may be flooded as well. The upkeep hasn't been too good on it. Think about all the, like, maybe you claim it was haunted or something. I don't know. Build a cool haunted amusement park there.
You could certainly socially distance there.
Well, that's why I wondered. Like, 70 people have bid on this thing, right?
70?
70 people. But the guy says that $52,000, that's as much as anyone's willing to pay for it. And he says that's not enough. He wants, so he's trying to get that to be, to be bumped up a little bit before he agrees to sell it. But wouldn't you assume that some rich dude is building that for like an end of the world sort of thing?
That's a thing now.
Yeah,
the richies are building big, rich, lavish bunkers for themselves.
Yeah, and you've already got the infrastructure.
That is a thing.
You got the infrastructure there. And someone said, yeah, you could do like a cool paintball thing.
Paintball thing.
Yeah.
Paintball's still a thing?
I think that's still a thing.
Okay.
Turn that into something cool. I just think it'd be kind of cool to run around an abandoned missile silo. Hey, where you live?
Again.
You know that old abandoned missile silo? Yeah, I'm out there.
Yeah. 3 hours in? I'm like, all right.
I'm in the command bunker.
Is there a bar in here?
Well, you could build a bar again. You got 14 missile silos. You have to climb down the ladder to get to the bar, but, you know, the elevator doesn't work. So you got to get that thing fixed.
Build a 9-hole golf getaway for you and your buddies?
Yeah.
Well, what, like, well, I guess you could on the land.
Yeah, it's got 50 acres.
And then you just call it the bunker bar?
Got the bunker. Each missile silo is the green. Kind of like they had with the old sheep ranch at Bandon Dunes, you know?
Airbnb it. People would come and pay money to, I don't know, hump in there.
Yeah, from the photos, I don't think you want to hump in there. I think that's tetanus or...
Well, you'd have to fix it up.
You'd have to fix it up a little bit. You know, put some curtains, clean out the... I just find it interesting that there's hoses and old tires. Like, you know, 50 years ago, that thing held the death of the world in its hands, and now it's holding your old garage crap down at the bottom of it.
And you probably get all the biohazards and nuclear waste that are underneath it. Comes with it.
That is true, right? Like, it's the 1970s, and... You did have nuclear weapons there.
You buy that thing and you come down with cancer 2 years later.
You sue someone after that? Yeah, but it's only $52,000. Come on, that's a steal.
I saw when I was back in Salina recently.
Yeah.
You know, I like to look at real estate no matter where I'm at.
Sure.
I just am curious, interested.
Do the same thing. If I am ever driving through an area and I haven't been and I see the house for sale, I always pull over and see if there's the flyer.
You can get a house there. Now, it's going to need some TLC.
Sure.
But you can get one of those nice, big, old school Midwest, like, how do you describe them? Like, Victorian style.
Big, like a plantation sort of thing. Big columns.
Just big.
Yeah. Wraparound porch.
But not, like, on land, just town, in the town. Mm-hmm. But they're beat up, dilapidated, or whatever. You can get them for, like, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Yeah. Well, again.
It's unbelievable.
no one wants to go to Salina, Kansas.
I know.
I find that to be like...
But it's tempting. It's like, man, dude, you just... If I were handy...
Yeah.
And I had, you know, like, the time. But seriously, if you're handy, that is a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much money would it cost to renovate it after you buy it for 50?
Well, you'd dump probably
100 grand into it if you wanted to do like a complete modernization of it.
Maybe a hundy, but maybe more, maybe less. Depends on your own sensibilities and what you want to put in there. But yeah, dude.
Some of those things need a new foundation.
Yeah,
you need to.
Well, you'd have to get that all checked out.
Yeah, but it is a. It is interesting that you always hear like the like.
But they're giving those away.
Exactly. Like, well, this is. I've heard this so many times, and you know, I've read different articles where the idea that we're running out of space, right? We're
Jesus.
Oh, the hell we are. We're just running out of spaces where anyone wants to live. Move to the middle of the country, man. There is nothing going on. We have nothing but space.
Well, if you fly, if you just simply fly from here to there,
yeah,
that will be abundantly clear that we have nothing but space.
Yeah, I laugh at that when people are like, man, it's just there's too many people. No, there's just too many people on the coast. But trust me, move to the middle of the country and you've got oodles and noodles of room.
All but who wants to go there?
Well,
that's the thing.
Well, that was the Elon Musk thing, right? So when he was talking about building the Hypertube, that was his point, right? That no one, there's like anyone that has a good job, you don't find those jobs in middle of nowhere, Nebraska. But you can't live in San Francisco because it's a gajillion dollars. So his point was, if you had the Hypertube and you could get from Nebraska to San Francisco in 35 minutes, then you get a job in San Francisco doing whatever, but you build your house in Nebraska and there you go. And that was his point, is that he could fix the housing market problem in the United States simply by you can live where it's cheap and commute somewhere. And I mean, that notion is pretty stinking.
So
cool.
You and I could just, we live in Nebraska,
have a kick ass place.
We go out for dinner in New York City.
Yes. That was his whole point of the Hypertube, of what his idea was. Cause he said that the cities are becoming, you can't live there unless you're rich, right? It's just, it's taxed. There's not enough room. They're growing too fast. And like he's the one that said, looking down the West Coast, there's not a single affordable city on the West Coast. Not Vancouver, BC, not Seattle, not Portland, San Francisco, San Diego, LA. Doesn't exist. And and it's only going to get worse because that's where everyone wants to be. But he said they don't want to live there. They just want to work and they want to play there.
Yeah. I will say, having gone back home, and it's home. You know, you always have a soft spot for home.
Sure.
And I went back home and I was there, you know, just in Salina. Like, last time I've just been in Salina, that little town, for, I mean, that's 25 years.
Yeah.
30 years. So you get reacquainted and then you realize, oh, boy, this still sucks.
Yep.
Like,
100%.
Like, it's, and look, it's a great little town. It is. They do a good job with it. But boy, I just could never live there again. And it's home, and I love it, and my parents live there. Our family home's there, but I can't live there, man.
This is why my point, like...
And I gave it a shot. I was like, hey, you know what? I should look around here, and like, I wonder what it would be like to be back here. You know, my parents are getting older, maybe sure. And I left there going, oh, my God, get me home.
Well, that's like...
But some of that could be due to COVID, too.
But if you look at Salina, wouldn't you guess that anyone that is in Salina currently, for the most part, grew up in that area? Right, like no one moves to Salina.
I mean, there are jobs. They have a pizza plant there.
A pizza plant.
Yeah.
What are they?
Tony's Pizza.
What, they're growing pizza out in the middle of the fields?
Tony's Pizza.
Working at the pizza factory, growing some pepperoni.
A
pizza plant.
Well, it's a factory. They have jobs. Like so,
they're making like Totino's or something.
Yeah, they're making like boxed pizzas.
Okay.
But, you know, that creates jobs. So maybe somebody did not grow up there, but they got a job there, right?
Yeah.
So
how far is the closest cool place to Salina?
Not everyone. Well, Salina is cool, Mike. Very cool.
How far is the closest cool place to Salina?
Well, Lawrence, probably.
Okay.
I mean, Wichita's got a few things, but I wouldn't call it cool. Lawrence, 2 hours, 2:15.
So not commutable. I was going to say, maybe someone moves to Salina to work at Tony's Pizza and goes, yeah, I'm not living in Salina.
But some so
lives in Lawrence instead.
Like if you had the hypertube thing and that was real, imagine you could.
Where would you live?
Well, I'm just saying, like someone brought up Eastern Oregon, right? Beautiful out there. If you could live in Eastern Oregon and build, you could get a, for what you pay for a crappy renovator in Portland, you could buy a freaking mansion out in Eastern Oregon somewhere. And if it took you 20 minutes to get into downtown Portland, who the hell wouldn't live out there?
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, be amazing.
That'd change the paradigm.
Yes, it would.
Well, in all these places, I think the only negative to it, to a lot of people, I wouldn't mind this necessarily, but people who want to live in open spaces and be very remote, all of these places will all of a sudden get built up into little suburbs, and there'll be shopping centers, and there'll be a lot of homes, and there'll be like a mall and a ton of restaurants because people have been moving out there to be cheaper. And all of a sudden, all these places that people cherish as remote and beautiful will turn into Beaverton. Maybe not to that extreme, but you know what I mean.
I think the point is that if you had it where you could commute like that, you wouldn't necessarily have to have that because the commute would be so easy.
But I think some people want that when they live in a place like that, right? Sure. Like, oh, I want to be able to go walk down to the street to
there
a restaurant,
is,
you know?
There is, like, Moulton Falls up in Washington on the Lewis River. That's where the gal got pushed off the bridge last year. Remember that? If you go out there and you make that drive, it's I've always wanted a house out there. And you can buy property out there overlooking or on the river, and it's amazingly cheap the further out that you get. And just some amazing places out there that are cheaper than just a normal house in the middle of Portland. And I've always wanted to live out there, but to get to work, it'd be an hour and 45 minutes. You know, you can't.
Well, set up a studio in your house.
There you go.
You're rich.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, I'm rolling in it. Sure, intercom is all over that. By the way, I don't even think you have internet out there. Some of those places. That's the thing. But like living out there, even when I lived in the center, just to get to the grocery store, it's cool to live out there until you actually have to go get groceries or go to the movies or something. Then you're
exactly.
Like, this blows.
Yep. It punches you in the mouth how lame it is.
Yes. 100%. And you're like, that's why you're paying the prices you are to live in Portland.
All right, let's get this show over with, shall we?
Let's.
Tired of you.
Take it behind the shed.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Big Bad John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Kapuya, kapuya.
Hey, what are you doing, big fella?
Listen,
what are you doing?
If I put you, Isaac Roth, I put you on the mound.
Here I am. Yes.
And I told you had 41 pitches.
Yes.
You could get more than one out, couldn't you?
No.
Yes.
Nestor Cortez can't.
Yeah.
41 pitches.
I'd get somebody out.
Would you?
Sure.
I think you could.
Yeah.
You couldn't do worse. And now they're bringing in Brian Shaw, who has a 20 ERA. His ERA is 20. What? Come on. It's Friday night. I've worked hard all week. I come home to watch the game, and 41 pitches in, it's 7-1.
Why are you stunned by this? Didn't we all
I'm
know
not.
They had bad pitching?
Yes, they're horrible, but Kikuchi was supposed to start. He's been decent. I guess he got a neck spasm. I don't know. There's a bunch of neck spasms going around, I guess. And in his infinite wisdom, Scott Service says, you know what we should do? Let's run out Nestor Cortez. And 41 pitches later, it's 7-1. There's one out. He didn't even get a second out. Unbelievable. I would pay money to watch you throw 41 pitches, Rob, because I think you'd find a way to get more than one out.
I would pay to watch Rob throw that, too.
Well, the worst part of this is now I got to go to the bullpen, and they're even worse.
That's what I said. They brought in Brian Shaw. He's got a 20 ERA. They cut him like 3 days ago, and then some other guy got hurt, so they decided to bring him back. And now
you know
he's
who you guys
the
need?
First inning.
You know who would fit in really well with you?
Who?
Brad Boxberger. Should go get him.
Well, at this point, like, what's Bartolo Colon doing? Can't we go get him?
He is available. He is not officially retired.
Right? Just throw him out there and just let him pitch. He'd get more than one out, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you have to wonder if, like, the Mariners brought back Bartolo Colon and Jamie Moyer, and, like, would they be better than their current staff?
Well, the starting pitching has been decent. So I'm not – the bullpen is atrocious. The starting pitching has been decent. I will give them that. They actually have been okay. However, again, when you get neck spasms and you have to go to Nestor Cortez who's in the bullpen, then it's hideous. And it's, I mean, unbelievable. I'll tell you, you want a tank in baseball, you run a bullpen out like this.
Yeah.
It's the worst bullpen statistically in baseball.
If it makes you feel any better, Edwin Diaz blows for the Mets.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I was against that trade when it happened, but that is going to turn out to be just genius. To sell high on Eddie Diaz and get rid of Cano's contract and get back the number one prospect in your organization, that trade is going to end up being genius for the Mariners.
He sucks. Like, he just, like, the moment you traded him, he went all anti-Mariner. Like, because normally you, like, the Mariners make a deal, you're like, oh, that guy's going to be great. No, he freaking stinks.
Yeah, they really sold high on him, which is amazing, because that year he had, the last year in Seattle, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I was mad when they traded him. And then, you know, you not only did you do that, you got rid of Cano's contract, and you gave us Jared Kelnick, who's, by all accounts, is the next big star. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure the Mariners will screw it up somehow, but.
No, absolutely.
You know.
I'd like to report there is not much social distancing going on out on the Willamette right now.
The Willametta? No.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 100 all weekend. Their social distancing is going right out the window, which is why this whole thing is just a debacle. Because people won't do what they're supposed to do. Oh, it's hot, so let's just go ignore the pandemic.
We ran out to a river up in Washington. We were out at the Lewis River last weekend. And, yeah, there is no... People don't give a rip. They were just packed, shoulder to shoulder with the hibachis out there, just working it.
Yeah, I live literally like 3 blocks from the Washougal River, and you can't even drive down the hill because it is just, it's like a city bus stop there. It's just masses of humanity spread out everywhere, and there's no social distance. Oh, there we go. 8-1.
Oh. Sorry. Have a good weekend.
Leave him on too. 9-1. Let's keep it going.
All right. Ducks Insider is coming up next. It was a great week of radio broadcasts. We are back Monday, 3-7. Have a great weekend. I'm the Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.